The Taoiseach is due to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at Shannon Airport this afternoon. Micheál Martin earlier cancelled a scheduled visit to Belfast to attend the meeting. Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran.
President Zelensky is on his way to the United States to meet President Donald Trump. But this morning, news emerged that he will make a brief stopover at Shannon Airport this lunchtime to meet with Taoiseach Micheál Martin. The Taoiseach earlier cancelled a scheduled visit to Belfast to attend the Shannon meeting. He will reiterate Ireland's continued support for Ukraine. Ireland has provided shelter for over 100,000 Ukrainian citizens since the war began 3 years ago. And he's also pledged to increase humanitarian aid to the country. It's expected there will be a brief protocol and a meeting between the two men before President Zelensky resumes his journey onto the US. He's due to meet with President Trump tomorrow to finalise a deal on US access to Ukraine's mineral wealth, but President Zelensky is seeking security guarantees in efforts to end the war. Cathy Halloran, RTE News, Shannon Airport.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris has accused opposition parties of being utterly childish over their decision to withdraw the pairing arrangement following last night's vote at the Dáil Reform Committee to allocate new speaking slots to TDs supporting the government. Pairing is a procedure which involves an opposition TD abstaining in a vote if a deputy on the government side has urgent business to attend to or is ill. Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy claimed the government was now plunging the Oireachtas into chaos. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Taoiseach told the Dáil it has never been more important for ministers to travel abroad for discussions, but the withdrawal of pairings will now prevent this. Simon Harris lambasted the opposition and stated that the only thing which subverts democracy is a push towards minority rule. He argued that all TDs should be allowed to ask questions on behalf of their constituents, and he promised to vindicate that right. However, Sinn Féin vowed that the combined opposition parties would fight the move to provide new question time slots to the independent TDs supporting the government, along with its own backbenchers. In bitter exchanges, Matt Carthy chided the government party, saying, "Whatever you owe Michael Lowry, you owe the Irish people more."
The central bank has fined Dublin-based stockbrokers Cantor Fitzgerald €452,790 for failing to report suspicious transactions to regulators in breach of insider trading rules. An investigation by the bank identified six occasions from September 2017 to May 2022 where the stockbroker's surveillance system spotted suspicious deals and did not report them. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
The central bank found Cantor Fitzgerald failed to report suspicious transactions in line with market abuse regulations. Those rules cover insider trading and market manipulation. The central bank said Cantor failed consistently to escalate suspicious transactions internally over a six-year period. Cantor admitted to a breach in the rules. The stockbroker said the issues were now fully remediated. It's also understood the matter is being examined by Gardaí. The US-owned company has offices in Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
SIPTU members working in Section 39 organisations have voted overwhelmingly in favour of taking strike action in a dispute over pay. The union said it will take the mandate it has been given to talks at the Workplace Relations Commission on Monday aimed at resolving the row. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Section 39 organisations are privately owned charities and agencies that are contracted by the state to provide healthcare services. SIPTU has accused the government of failing to honour a pay agreement for these workers, which included a commitment to move towards restoring the pay link between the public sector and the community and voluntary sector. Section 39 workers, who are members of SIPTU, have voted overwhelmingly in favour of taking strike action. The union said that before announcing its next steps, it will wait to see the outcome of talks aimed at resolving the dispute, which are due to take place at the Workplace Relations Commission on Monday. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, at SIPTU headquarters.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation. The Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Mainly dry for the afternoon and evening with plenty of sunshine. There'll be a few passing light showers, mainly in the north and west. Cool with highest temperature 7 to 10 or 11 degrees.